YQK monitoring.
Hello, Dave. MZLTR. Let me turn the radio down here. Mobile. How's your day?
A little rainy day out here. Headed out to the dump there. Dropped some garbage off. Been up on GSA all day doing digital mode.
I don't do digital modes, but there's supposedly a CW contest on, but I was awful tired last night. We did some yard work, and I took a quick look at it, and it didn't look all that great. All I seen was FT8.
CW, I'll take a look at that. Yeah, I'm doing the JSA just a couple freaks up from the FT8.
That's about all you see posted on QRZ anymore. And, oh, I like the CW or the sideband. It's a little more, the input is you and not the computer, put it that way.
Macro people there in the digital world, I do the rec choose, what I normally do there for in the digital, and those are very rare to find.
Good. At least you can. I didn't even know you have a rag chew on them. But most guys don't. I read one time some fella turned his on automatic and he made 35,000 contacts in one weekend during the contest.
GSA is the mode I like. That's what allows you to do the rag chewing.
You hadn't heard of that one. Oh, it's been many years. I remember Pac Tour, G Tour, and all of the different ones in the old days. I did a little slow scan TV. That was always fun. And that was before the internet, though.
Slow scan TV out there. I'm going to do some weather satellites later on today there. See if I can decode from the house there with the setup. I got the newer Flex radio, set to 5,000 sitting on the shelf. Well, about the new generation of Flex radio. And it works pretty good. It's compatible with the iPad, the iPhone, the Windows, and Linux.
Way above my pay grade there, Dave. I know you know that. This stuff is much as DJW knows it. Oh, we just wanted to get out of the house, so we went over to Spartanburg, well, actually Boiling Springs, and went to Northern Tool and bought some items. They was gracious enough to give us the sale price. I hadn't noticed that the sale price didn't start till tomorrow, but they said they let the ad get out too soon, so they was very nice, and the items I wanted, I got all but one. They had a motion sensing light for, there was LED that I wanted, but come to find out that dead burn thing had a regular old light socket that you screwed it into for a garage light. And, I just didn't want to go to the trouble with a suspended ceiling of trying to retrofit that into my ceiling. I already got a 4-foot light there, so that's the only item I didn't get, and then I picked up a couple other items that I did want.
Where's the Uniform 2 Tango Mobile?
If I'm business on that, I had the sensing lights for my garage area. I really love having the floodlights to pop on there. And I got some cameras with floodlights on them throughout the property, too. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, that sounds like a David in there, and the other one sounds like a Tom. Good afternoon to both of you. Just leaving Chick-fil-A where I went for lunch after I got through working at the food bank today. And I'm tired, folks. We handled 140 families today that came through there and gave out a lot of food to people, so that was a good thing. Anyway, and good afternoon.
N0TR. Yeah, that is a good thing, Rusty, especially with these Biden prices the way they are now. It's amazing the price of everything. I looked at some tools today, and there was a pair of channel locks there. It was $44.88. OMG. But coffee, what's it, Mom? About $25 for a thing of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and it's just, I can't imagine the people that are really, really close on their foods and stuff like that. What you're doing is really commendable, because they really need the help nowadays. It's just gotten tragic here in the last 2 years, but maybe that'll change. Well, yeah, Dave's on the other end here, and we're about a mile from home, Rusty, and it's 12:57 out there. Go ahead, Dave.
Rusty, it's my time at the top. I'll be back on the air in about 1 minute, less than 1 minute. You can drop the garbage off.
I'll pick it up then. Sounds like you've been all over the territory a little bit today, Tom, and everything. Yeah, it was our I've been up since about 6:15 this morning, and I had to be, and I was there by 7:30, so we started people showed up at 11:55, so we did, like I said, we did 140 families today, and that's a bunch of families coming through there, particularly on the weather daylight today, because it's been miserable out there, raining off and on, and then hard rain, and then drizzly rain, and then back to hard rain and everything else. So anyway, and have you had time to play with that thing to start forming us some projectiles yet?
I did last night. Actually, it was night time I went in. I had it out on the back porch there, and I got some made so that Chad can look at them, and they come out pretty good. There's more to it than meets the eye. I actually needed to get the mold a little bit hotter, so I took a propane torch and heated it up a little bit. But you got to be careful, because it's about 1,350 degrees, and I only needed about 650-700. And I didn't have any way to measure that on the mold, but I did in the lead, of course. But the projectiles come out about 5 ounces, and that's twice what we need. But Chad wanted me to bring those to him, and I think he's going to turn them down. The OD on them turned out perfect. I mean, it just barely slides in the barrel of the antenna shooter, but the problem being, he says that the PVCs out there, Rusty, are not necessarily concentric. In other words, all of them alike. So until I get over there, I wasn't going to go over there today because it's kind of a crummy day outside. I could. But he's a busy man, and I don't know where he's at or anything, and so I thought I'd wait till a better day when the sun's shining and that. But it's progressing, and W2T and 0TR.
Well, you came back.
Go ahead, David.
Bring it over here. I got the garbage dropped off, and I headed back to the house. I was going to head out to the boat. I got to reinstall a new engine mount and put the motor back on the back of the boat, but it's raining pretty hard, so it looks like I'll suit up for next weekend.
Rain. We haven't had any heavy rain here yet at our house today, but Rusty, I'll keep you up on that, but it's going to be a little while before we get her perfected, but the mold was great. It came out right on the ID number that we were looking for, and I put it in the barrel of the shooter, and it just, oh man, right up against it. So there'll have to be some clearance on it, and then the weight on it, there's some way we're going to have to either time it or something to get them down to about 2 ounces, like those sinkers. That's what they weighed. But I weighed these, and they averaged 5 ounces.
Well, Ben, as things are going on, get pictures of all the people working and all the things that are being done. So that I will do, and get that taken care of. But anyway, Like I said, I'm headed back to the house, and I'm going to go home and take something from my back, because it didn't like it after I did all the work this morning. Go ahead, Tom. WU2 T-Mobile.
GR Mobile. Yeah, I know, with you a little bit rusty. There's a few things we got to work out, getting the weight of them down, and probably turn the OD down a little bit on them, because they are perfect as far as the size goes, but we're getting there. So I'll let you go, and Dave, we're sitting here in the driveway, so I'm going to pull in, and you can send some of that rain over to us if you would. KJ4YQK to take it, 10-0-TR clear.
4-0-YQK, mobile. All right, yeah, that rain will be arriving approximately, I'd say about 8 minutes out to your area. It just came out over at Dankinsville with heavy downpour, so it's about 8 minutes to get to your house there. And we'll say San Trees to all y'all. It's fun talking to you. This is KJ4YQK, mobile.
And, David, so you got you a new radio, huh?
Radio. I picked up a 25-foot sailboat. I got on Lake Hartwell. You might hear that boat's on the air pretty soon. We got to get the engine worked out on it, and we're going to install HF and VHF on that boat, so we can do maritime boats on air.
A bunch of guys that check into our nets on the Century Club nets that night on both our 40 and 75 meter nets that are usually maritime mobile, and we got one guy that is all the time. He's up in the harbor on his boat up in the harbor up in Maryland, and several others around. We had one on that was in the harbor, anchored in the harbor down in Florida the other day, that was on our net, and we get a lot of folks join us for that and get things working around, so that always works out good. And those folks usually get a lot of calls from people, because it's, you don't get many of those around when they're on the air, so, and all. But I heard you talking about having a different radio, and sounded interesting, since you said something about it working with all your devices.
Flex radio, I got the Flex 6400 new generation. It works across the Mac, Windows, and Linux.
One of these days, I'd love to have a Flex. I've heard nothing but good things about them, and several of the guys I know have got them. And all, I just not in my pocketbook right now.
Icon radios looks very good there too. They're giving a run for the money. They got some software available for it to interface with the radio too. The Icon 705, and they got a home version, a 100-watt version of that. That it works very well too with the PCs and stuff.
Static caught part of what you said.
On 705, and you have the Icon, I think it's C200.
Icon 7300, which is also works things like that too, so it works with a lot of different software, and it can be controlled. And I use it, that's what I've got in my primary radio now. But, sound good. Anyway, well, I'm almost back to the house, and when I get back to the house, I pull in the yard, I lose the repeater for some reason for a while. Anyway, David, good to talk to you. You take it easy and have a good one. KJ4YQK, WU2T, 73s.
I'm at the house, too. I got to get into the house, so it's sort of go in the house and stand in the rain, watch me. It's KJ4YQK, we'll be clear.